Welcome to Women in WP,
a bi-monthly podcast about women who blog, design, develop, and more in the WordPress community.
Hi, welcome to Women in WP. I'm Angela Bowman.
And I'm Amy Masson.
Our guest today is Itohan Kukoyi, joining us from Nigeria. She is a content creator, designer, developer, and entrepreneur. Welcome, Itohan.
Thank you very much, Angela.
We like to start off each episode of our show by asking our guests how they got into WordPress. How did you get started in this whole crazy web development thing?
Well, it started with my passion for being an entrepreneur. I've been working for years as a customer relationship manager with one of the big firms here in Nigeria. But would you call it a midlife crisis? I didn't get a change. So I was thinking about, you know, starting a business. I wanted to start an online store, a bookstore specifically. So I went online and I found Wix. Wix was what I found first, the CMS I found first. I tried and started a bookstore. And I, you know, years back, I had done something with programming in school. And I realized I really loved, you know, building. I went back to work, but after a while, I left work. I resigned. And I started again from the beginning. I really wanted to learn to build sites, you know, just the creating, you know, building something, you know how it feels, you know, even if it's drag and drop like Wix or whatever, you know, just building that site and seeing it take a life of its own, you know, somebody wants to start a business that you're able to put that on the page, you know, add the content, the pictures, and it turns into something else that somebody, an audience can walk into. And I know you feel like that. So that's how it feels for me. So I really wanted to, I started from the scratch. I actually started again when I was about almost 40, when I started learning to build. So I found WordPress. Yeah, I found WordPress, and thank God for YouTube. YouTube, almighty YouTube. So I went in there, you know, it was not easy, but it was so worth it. You know, when you're doing something that you love, it's easy because it's rewarding, it's easy. So I started again, but I even wanted to go further. So I've been learning to program, learning languages, the basic, the HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. But the beautiful thing about WordPress, it's like you can learn backward. When you build, when you do a section, when you do the header, the nav, you know, and you go back to the program, you've seen the practical, and it's easier for you. So starting was not that easy, but there was a community, there's a strong WordPress community here in Lagos, Nigeria. So I was able to ask questions, get support for what I needed. You know, there was a buddy, and then we used to meet pre-COVID. We could meet frequently. So, you know, there's some really beautiful women, WordPress women here in Lagos. They really helped me out. I was able to grow. Of course, getting the first customer, all of that, maybe we'll get into that later. But that's how I started WordPress.
Wow.
That's amazing.
We haven't had a lot of people that started in Wix. So what was it that made you really want to move from Wix to WordPress?
You can't compare Wix to WordPress at all.
And dear Wix people, we're not bagging on Wix. We're just curious.
No, we're not. We're not at all. Thank God for Wix. But man, WordPress is a whole new game. You know, that you can build something, the ease of building a website from the scratch, you know, as you get more experienced, maybe you can call it ease, being able to just go on the back end there, put some things together, and you see something beautiful, you know, coming out. We do that with. And then the another beautiful part is that your clients can actually manage, you can teach them to be able to manage these things by themselves. You understand? WordPress is a whole, I'm so thankful for WordPress. Like I'm sure most entrepreneurs are. I've tried other content management CMS, and I don't think any compares to WordPress.
No, I would agree.
Well, that's definitely how we feel. When you got into doing this development work, did you find that you were improving your skills in different ways? And what specific skills did you feel like you needed to really learn to maximize how well you could work in WordPress?
Creative, you know, to be able to build a website, there are other creative skills you need. Like for me specifically, I had to learn, I learned that, you know, having a bit of graphic skills goes a long way. It helped me with my Photoshop. I actually do the work of a graphic designer most of the times. So this is like 3-4 years now. I've grown so much. Apart from the confidence, you know, that comes with it, you know, I call it like being a creator, you know, you kind of just put some things together in a bag, you shake it up, and then, you know, voila, you have something, you know, beautiful, you know, and a beautiful thing is growth. Because you know, building a website is not just about, you know, dragging and dropping, and, you know, there's some other things you need to do. The logo comes in, and then you have to learn to be creative with logos. You have to learn to be creative with pictures. You understand? Being able to put the best kind of picture, or even trying to advise your clients in advising. And then from there, I've also gathered skills like SEO, of course. You have to learn how it works, the website works. And in the quest to be better for my customers, to be better able to advise my customers, you dig into social media. You have to be kind of a social media mastermind. And that's why I called myself a content creator, because content was not something I really wanted. It was not part of it. But being in WordPress or building, especially when you have clients, you have to be able to advise them too. And in that, and of course, having my own social media page, I had to learn to create content. So I've learned a lot with WordPress. So I've grown so much in the past 3-4 years. You know, it's amazing. And then that I get to know this and I'm able to pass it on to other people, you know, because people think of tech and they're like, wow, it's so hard and so, but like every other thing, it's started. And of course you have to learn, you continually learn. And as you build, you grow. Of course, you never stop learning, but I've gotten so much skills in these 4 years, you know, it's amazing.
Like to work in web development, you just have to be a really good programmer, and that's all there is to it. And to make a website that converts, that people respond to, it's less about programming and more about everything else, the user experience, knowing how people use websites, knowing what people are going to respond to, and having great content and the social media and the marketing, all that goes into it. And none of that, well, little of that has to do with how good you code.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Very true. Because at the end of the day, as a web designer, you also have to learn to think how your customers think, how the audience, their market, their targets, how they think. Because apart from being a web designer, you're also a consultant. You're teaching your clients. You have to teach them. You know, there's a passion, I think, for me. There's a passion that comes out of, apart from building, also knowing that my customers are able to maximize everything, they can get everything they can out of that. And that's about me knowing more. The more I know, the more I can advise them, and the more they can get rewards out of what I built for them. So it's really satisfying.
Wow.
That's amazing. And I think it's like what Amy was saying, there is this thing with the developer community that, oh, you're not a real web developer if you're not doing JavaScript or PHP. And I'd say all of these businesses, there's so many local and small businesses that rely on people like you, like me, like Amy, who really bring that design and content focus. And you know what Google cares about? Google cares about your content. They just care about the words. They care about the users are engaging with it. That's it.
And the funny thing is most web the developers, the software devs, the code devs, they also use, most of them use CMS. Because imagine having to, for a small business, create a website for a small business, having to sit down and, you know, have to code all the way. Besides, for like you said, the user experience, CMS is better, except there's a particular reason you have to build from ground up. It's better because they'll be able to manage sites themselves. Most of them need to be able maybe to upload products themselves, maybe upload blog posts by themselves. They can't do that with custom-made websites. So at the end of the day, WordPress, I think it's still going to be there for a very long time. And it's very, very, I even advise when customers ask me sometimes that they want to build maybe a website from ground up or so, I ask them, can you manage those websites? Apart from the amounts, the money that comes in it, because it's way more expensive. Do you have the budget for it, one? Then number two, do you want to be able to manage the site without somebody necessarily having to have somebody load products for you every few weeks you want to? And then blog posts, for example. There's really nothing that a website built from ground up has that WordPress doesn't have.
And even in the WordPress community, there's that kind of developer attitude, you know, like the WordPress developers thinking, oh, you need to be doing React and JavaScript. And it's like, as much as we've been promoted now to learn JavaScript deeply and do React and all of these things, you know, maybe if you're kind of building much more custom application-like things off of WordPress, you need that. But so far, I haven't needed it. I can use what I have already in WordPress and build the most amazing sites for people and sometimes pretty sophisticated stuff.
Yeah. I hate the Disney website. It's a WordPress site.
I love everything you just said. I'm just really, really reveling in it because a few years ago, I had a college student that was graduating with a computer science degree, and he was asking me questions about an internship. And he's like, well, why would you use WordPress when you could just build them all from scratch? And I said, well, you know, because then my clients can't do anything. And he's like, but you're just throwing away income because, you know, then you lose all that updating. And I'm like, well, eventually there's only so much maintenance work you can take, and eventually you're going to stop and you're not going to be able to grow your business anymore because all you can do is maintain these old websites. You can't take new clients. And to me, it felt like a roadblock to growing a business rather than, you know, enhancing it by, you know, custom building everything from scratch. And he just didn't understand.
I'm sure if you were to go back to him, maybe years from now, he'll understand. Because most people that have been in the dev community for a long time, they prefer to use CMS if they can. Most of them are even trying to learn now because the amount of time you have to throw into building a custom-made site, it doesn't make any sense, except there's a particular reason why it has to be built.
Exactly.
It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. And then you also mentioned something. You were talking about him thinking about the income that you're going to meet. But he's not thinking about his clients.
Right.
When you're really thinking about it, the clients, except there's a reason why they have to build a custom-made site, the clients need something they can tweak themselves when they need to, something they can handle, you know, little problems from the back end themselves if they want to, if you are thinking the customer wise.
Exactly.
Yeah, and those, you know, I've had a lot of students who went to boot camps. You know, they went to a 10-week boot camp and they learned all the from scratch stuff, but then they get out of these boot camps and they're like, what do I do now? How do I build a website? So you do a 10-week boot camp and still not know how to build a website. They could certainly do the little one from scratch, but it's not practical. Like you said, it's not practical. And so then they come to my class where I just teach them WordPress and how to customize a theme. And I mean, it's good that they know a little CSS and HTML. Like, I think that's super helpful. It's like, okay, I'm so glad you learned that CSS, but then they also, they've learned CSS, but they haven't learned how to modify existing CSS and how to deal with customizing like an existing theme. And so they have to learn all of that again. So I kind of put them through my own like WordPress bootcamp, if you will, on how to do that. Do you find that you end up kind of doing some front-end sort of development with having to use CSS, or how are you able to use a page builder tool? Like what themes and plugins do you like to use to build your sites for your clients?
For now, you know, though I use sometimes it may differ because of the particular scope of the client work. Mostly I use Divi.
Divi, yes. And that lets you just do a lot of that constructing of the pages. Yes. And you don't have to get into much code at all.
Site, whatever it is, I can do with Divi. Divi is great. Then for plugins, of course, I really don't. I mostly, of course, everybody does the WooCommerce and all of that.
Yeah.
But I have special ones. I use what I, okay, definitely. I don't have particular favorites for plugin, but I also like Elementor.
Yes, I do too. Yeah. And I'm an Elementor global team leader.
Multiple plugins too.
Yeah,
I have a few clients on Elementor. I'm learning it. I've been a Beaver Builder girl since the beginning, but I do like Elementor too.
It is beautiful. Even Divi is so customizable. It's so easy to change. You won't believe the same. The ease of Divi. If you haven't tried Divi or that nice Divi, it makes work a whole lot easier. And Elementor. Of course you should. Elementor has its own strengths too.
Yeah, I've been started using Elementor last December, and now I run a meetup group that I will send you an invite to and to Amy. And if either of you have any Elementor questions, I will bend over backwards to help you both with that. So I will be your Elementor buddy.
Yeah.
If you need anything. The pro version is definitely kind of key to being able to do like header and footer and the templates for things. But you can do all those custom pages with that. So that's cool that you've come across that. Tell us about the WordPress community in Nigeria. So you talked about these women and you talked about how welcoming they were and how much they helped you, but set the scene. Do you have regular meetups? Do you have a WordCamp? Tell us all about this community.
Yeah, we used to have monthly meetups before COVID. You know, the world changed.
The before times.
The before times, but now like I said, I was invited to the meeting. It helped me a whole lot, and you know, we had these meetings where they'd actually do the basics, like how to start with WordPress, how to you know, use WooCommerce with WordPress, you know. And then at the end of the day, they were really a community. And then of course we had WordCamp. The last WordCamp we had was 2 years ago, and it was amazing. It has such a huge field of people, draws in content developers, actual devs. You go in there and then you could network a lot. And there were people, you know, the lady that heads it over here, she's so friendly. She's super, I could actually call, and you know, there was no, the beauty about the dev community and even WordPress is there's no secrecy, so to say, open source, everything. You know, so anything I needed, I had so much questions in the beginning. They were able to take me by the hand. They helped me a lot. Even I had one that actually interned me for free. You understand? You know, like you were saying the other day, you go to a boot camp and some time ago, you go to a boot camp and you come back and you're like, so how do I start? You know, sometimes you know all the you can see, you know, all the, okay, you've watched so much videos and everything, but you're not like, how do I really start? So the internship really helped me a lot, gave me an even footing, you know, things to do with clients, advice, and the community is super strong here in Lagos. Really strong in Lagos.
Is that how you met Mary Job?
Yeah, Mary Job. She's
sorry, Amy.
Yeah, she's one of our most listened to episodes was Mary Job. And now, have you been able to start resuming in-person meetings?
No, not really. We're still online for now. We're still online.
Yeah, us too.
We do some virtual meetings sometimes. You know, it's things have not come together that much over here.
So
everybody's still being
careful. Yeah. So I wanted to ask you, like, when you're building sites for clients, what kind of clients are you typically building for and where are you finding them?
That's another thing. That's the question. What do you get clients? Well, mostly I found that apart from, you know, I do social media, or rather I do ads on social media. But I found out that the best way to get clients is referrals, really. Doing a great job, those customers are really the best ways to get customers. They refer you for years, they keep bringing you new ones and new jobs. And networking too. It's not easy. You can't sit at home and wait for clients to come in. But it gradually gets easier, you know. The more people know you build, and the more you put yourself out there, more people come in. And then the more good jobs you do, good jobs, the people that can refer and say you did a great job, I think it gets easier. But mostly, like I said, it's people I've worked with before. The UK, the US, you know, they refer me a lot. But running ads has helped me a whole lot too. You know, it puts you out there. Because right now, you know, on social media, just posting your posting daily doesn't work anymore. So I run ads too. But then having a great portfolio, I think, helps. You know, having a portfolio where people can go to see your previous work. It helps because, you know, when you post on social media, so maybe certainly on your bio, you have your website there. When people click in there, you know, sometimes I've not run promo for years. I think as you grow, I would like to advise people that just started to be a bit patient. It's not easy being patient, especially when bills are coming in. But if you just hold on, keep doing what you're doing, make sure your page, like for me, Instagram is very good for me. Instagram, your page, keep it updated so people can come to your page when you see what you're doing. And then also if you find ways to attract people to your page. I find that sometimes from the blues, you know, somebody just calls me, even though I've not run ads, I've not been on Instagram for a while. And I ask them, how did they know to call me? And they say they went to my page. I think maybe having done this for a bit and people go to your page, they know that you actually know what you're doing. But mostly, I would say doing a good job. I think that's the best referral, really. And networking. Networking helps a lot. I try to find groups, you know, when I see groups where the kind of people like small businesses and, you know, celebrity groups too. I try to do that because if people know you, they might know people you don't know that they'll be able to refer you to. But in the summary is you can't keep quiet. You can't sit at home and wait for something to happen. You have to go out there and say, as an entrepreneur, you know, you have to go out there and market yourself. You have to sell yourself.
Yeah. And it's amazing how many people are doing WordPress in Lagos. You know, just Lagos has a pretty vibrant tech community.
Beautiful. Everything, the dev community, the content developers, everything. Lagos is the heart of it.
When you're running ads for your business, are you doing like Google ads, Facebook ads? Where are you putting those ads?
I do Google sometimes, but maybe because I'm mostly on Instagram. So I do a lot of IG. And sometimes I run it from Facebook. And that's been quite, and of course, you know, when you're running ads, you have to test, see what works, then go back, refine again, see what works, and go back. It's not, maybe the day you run the ads may not be the time that the person comes to say, hello, you know, I need a job, but I need something done. But I found out that it kind of puts you in their faces. And then whenever they're ready, they can come to you. I do Instagram most of the time. I've done Google ads, but for me, I prefer Instagram.
Interesting. Okay. I haven't heard a lot of developers using Instagram ads, but now I'm going to have to think about that.
Yeah, I know a lot of artists. A lot of artists use Instagram ads, and I've seen more people come across with sponsored things in Instagram from other types of industries too. You know, there's clothing, but I've also seen some developers, some sponsored stuff from developers, but lots of artists. And I'd say being a web developer, building the kind of boutique sites that you build, it is like being an artist, and it does get you in front of them.
But you remember too, you see, since these same people are marketing to maybe clothing and all of that, but remember, since they're your audience too.
Yeah.
You may want to build an e-store, for example, you know, a lot of audience over there. And you know, Insta is so visual.
Yes.
I've discovered that it's so visual, but not as noisy as Facebook. Facebook is so noisy. Okay, so Twitter is a bit more, you know, like a micro blog kind of thing. Twitter is more about selling yourself, not the market. Most of the time. So you have to sell yourself for people to know you before they can find out what you're doing. Well, Instagram is kind of more in your face. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you're running those ads, and maybe you targeted people like maybe the fashion industry, lawyers, whatever. Most of them are right there.
Yes.
They're right there on Instagram. Almost everybody's on Instagram at least maybe a few minutes a day. It has worked out well for me. And then when I run it from Facebook, okay, and then link it to Facebook to, you know, it runs on Facebook and it runs on Instagram. That's worked quite well.
That's amazing. It's a really interesting turn, I feel like, you know, because the Google ads are just so blah. You know, it's just all text, but people are on Instagram. They're already having a feel good experience.
Yeah.
And so they're not doing a search
it
for something like
just comes across them.
Just comes across. Yeah. Where Google, they might be doing a search, but it's so non-personal, where in the Instagram, you can make that personal connection.
You know, those ads go up there.
Yeah.
And you can tell they are ads. Well, Instagram, like in the, you know, just browsing and something, you browse and something just pops up and you're like, oh, maybe, yeah, I do need a website. Maybe, you know, something like that. And you get an inquiry. I'm not saying it works for, Google works for people too. I have a Google My Business page and it works well for me too. For local, you know, content, I try to keep down updated as much as I can. But Insta has, you know, tended to work for me for the same reason that the celebrities or, you know, other kind of businesses use it. It's just there. You know, people there's so much screen time on Instagram.
Yeah.
I love what you said about, you know, having to go out and market yourself, because so many people think that, you know, oh, I have a website now, people are going to come knocking at my door, and it takes so much more, and you really have to be your own advocate to get people to recognize that you are there and do great work. And then, you know, adding on to that is you have the website, you're marketing yourself, and then the referrals that, I mean, just the whole cycle is so important. You can't just do one part of it.
You're right. Very right. It's a cycle.
Yeah, and I'm looking at your website right now, and it is beautiful. And I know what you mean about the fashion and the, like, these people who could be potentially your customers in Nigeria who are on Instagram. They're on Instagram because they have that aesthetic thing. Yeah. And now, like, oh, they see you and you build a website and they need a new website. And your sites are beautiful. And the photos are amazing. And you're doing a really great job at all of that. And it impresses me that you've only been doing it for a few years, that you were able, and it's kind of lucky for you because Amy and I entered WordPress at, I'd say, a very challenging time to make beautiful sites, because we couldn't build such beautiful, huge, impressive sites like you've done 15 years ago.
Oh, it gosh, was just that was terrible. All,
well, that means horrible. You didn't start WordPress.
No, it was WordPress. No, well, it was all ugly.
Well, and I started before WordPress, where I was just doing HTML sites. So yeah, no, my sites were terrible.
Oh, yeah, they were all bad.
Awesome. With HTML. Yeah. Sites.
I think we should have like a party where everybody, like, we have like a video, and then everybody has to prepare to show their first like paid website, like a screen cap of how bad it was, and then we can all just laugh. I think that would be so fun.
It's not about bad. No. But that's an experience I would have loved to have. Okay. I mean, you guys have so much more. Wow. What can you imagine it comes with? All that, you know. Whoa.
Yeah, it was painful. It was very painful. But you were able to come into WordPress at a time when we had these page builders and these really robust themes. And then you could really focus on the content. You could really focus on these beautiful images and this, and all this beautiful text, and create these unbelievable sites that for us when we started would have been like, yeah, no way would we have had as impressive a portfolio as you have.
Well, if you could do that then, yeah. Wow, I'd love to see your
The classic
now.
Editor just wasn't designed for us to build beautiful layouts in.
Yeah, that's how it was then. But you had to learn a whole lot more then. So
we did.
I can imagine how much more you have now. Can imagine, that is so awesome. So
well,
cool.
You know, if you wanted a sidebar, you had to do it in PHP code. If you wanted to change something with the how the menu items work, you had to do it in PHP code if you wanted to customize the pages in the menu. Like so in a way, we learned how WordPress works. Really how WordPress works. And now with these plugins, what Divi is doing is so what Divi's doing is Divi is working with how WordPress works. You know, it's not like Divi's doing anything special. It's just like it's hooking into all that stuff for you, so you don't have to do the code part. But it was painful, and I would teach classes to people and maybe 1 out of 10 people could go with it. Because it was hard. It was so hard. But now I love the work you've done. It's great.
So I wish I knew, because you had to learn the hard way. You can imagine how much more you know. How much more you can do with themes. That's the best way to learn, as far as I'm concerned. It might have been painful, but yeah, it's awesome.
But it hurt. It was really, I there were nights I couldn't sleep and I'd just be dreaming of code and I would be so stressed out because I didn't know how to do something. And I knew the next day I was going to have to get up early and try to figure it out. And it was, for my first 3 years of doing WordPress, was 100% anxiety for 3 solid years. And then after 3 years, I felt like, okay, I think I finally figured this stuff out.
Oh my gosh. I remember, like, did anybody else used to just like, you know, find like a $40 template and then, you know, log in and HTML it to look how you wanted it to? Is that just me?
Wow. That's awesome, Amy. Did you have to work with PHP? No. You didn't need it for the HTML pages. You only needed
you kind of had to understand it a little bit, but you didn't really have to write it. So I would just avoid that and just focus on the HTML and the CSS. But pretty sure that's not advised as the way to make websites, but you know, it was early.
It was early.
But even devs now still have, you know, you can't learn everything to do with codes. Sometimes you still have to go Google, find out how it's done. That's the way to learn it. The more you Google it, the more it sticks.
Yes. And I feel like even now with every site I build, I just learn something new about WordPress that I didn't know before.
That's the beauty of WordPress. Learn something after every project, I feel a whole lot better, especially when you get those new projects with maybe something you haven't done before.
Exactly.
And you have to learn on the job. Whoa.
I love that.
You get so anxious. Like Angela said, you actually have dreams, you know, scary dreams, nightmares about it. But then at the end of the project, you're so much better. You've learned so much more, and it's a beautiful feeling.
Wow. Yeah, exactly. Well, it has been fantastic talking to you today. I've just loved everything about this conversation. Before we go, can you let everybody know where they can find you online?
I'm on my website. My website is soteriaagency.com. I'm sure we'll be able to send. Maybe I'll send it through the chat here.
It'll be with the show notes.
Okay, that's good. Soteriaagency.com, and then on Instagram, soteriaagency2, on Facebook, everything, soteriaagency.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being here.
I've so enjoyed and I've learned a lot from you guys. I'm already following and I'm going to make sure I follow your journey more. You're so inspired me today. Thank you so much, Amy and Angela.
Thank you for being on.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Interested in being on the show? Sign up on our website, womeninwp.com. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. And join our Facebook group to have conversations with other women in WordPress.